Some letter carriers in Tampa, Florida, are giving new meaning to the term zip code. They've been delivering the mail on scooters. Five letter carriers are testing out the Segway Human Transporter, formerly known as Ginger, now called It. The battery-operated scooter uses gyroscopes and tilt sensors, and Tampa letter carrier Chris Pisa says on his route, it's worked great.
I start off walking up some porches that are pretty far up off the road, and that's one thing about the HT. It'll take you up to where the porch is, but it won't go up big steps.
Now, you said it won't take you up big steps. Does that mean it'll take you up little steps?
Yeah, about you could go up like a 4-inch step without any problem.
No kidding. Now, did you get some time to practice so that you didn't have some embarrassing accident when you were out delivering the mail?
Yeah, that was kind of one of the fun things about it. We got to visit up in Manchester, New Hampshire. We got to fly up there to where their facility is, the Segway HT facility. And in their warehouse, we took time out to drive like obstacle courses. We went over ramps and we just tested it out there. So we got, you know, familiar with it, how to lean with your turns and everything.
What are the challenges of riding on the Segway scooter? What do you need to learn before you get on board?
It's really simple. That's the one thing about this invention I think is a good thing, is it's so simple to use. I mean, anybody can do it. There's one button, there's one key, and then there's a little dial that you can read, and that's all there is to it. It's like you're on a little piece of magic carpet or something.
Now, is balance a question? Is that something that you have to get used to?
No, see, that's the whole thing. The machine does the balancing for you. That's what makes it so great. It'd be like being on, like, a skateboard, and you know how you have to balance yourself when you're on those, but the skateboard does the balancing for you.
Now, where are you putting your mail when you're on the scooter?
Okay, right now they have two bags on each side and one in the front on the handlebar. They're, like, attached above the wheels on both sides, and they're just like luggage bags or something on each side. It's kind of hard to explain visually. And there's like a little bag up in the front. It's just like a little black purse, almost looks like in the front, but a little deeper.
I imagine when you're out on your postal route, riding along on the scooter, you get some interesting comments from people walking or driving by. What have people said to you?
Yes, I have. I've actually, it's a traffic stopper is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Cars, I mean, I'll be out there on it, and then all of a sudden, this car will go by, and you could just slows right down, everybody opening the window, looking out. I've had a lot of my customers come out and tell me, oh my gosh, I've called my mom and everything. You know, tell them about it, that I'm over here. And I actually had one person take a picture of me for their family webpage.
Do any of your colleagues give you a hard time? Say, you know, we're out there slogging around, we're pounding the pavement, and you're just scooting on your little It scooter.
No, I haven't really got that from any of my people. They know I've been out there. I've paid my dues out there already. I've done plenty of walking.
What's the downside, do you think?
I'm not sure. Right, I can't think of a downside right now, because if it's going to make me not have to walk 3 miles a day, I'm thinking that's only a good thing right there, as far as sore feet, ankles, and possibly, you know, problems later on with your legs. I can't see any reason why that would not be a good thing.
You're trying this out down there in Tampa, but I suppose it's a whole different proposition for, say, a letter carrier in Billings, Montana,
yeah,
or someplace like San Francisco, where there are lots of hills.
I would imagine. Although it takes hills great, so I don't see where that would be a problem. But like I said, until you get out there and actually give it a try, I don't think you can really tell, but I can't see why it wouldn't work.
And pretty soon this trial is going to be over. They're going to take your scooter away. What's that going to be like?
Well, I haven't forgotten. I haven't forgotten what it's like to walk, so I'm sure I'll just get right back into it. But I'm sure there'll be days I'll be thinking, I could be gliding over there, and now I'm walking.
Chris Pisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Chris Pisa delivers the mail in Tampa, Florida.